This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un, according to state media, amid signs that Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer a better proposal and stalled nuclear talks. State media coverage of the Workers' Party of Korea meeting offered few hints about the country's direction. The Korean Central News Agency mentioned an anti-imperialist stance and the building up of national defenses, but they gave no other details. The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers and injuring 4 others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. Provincial government spokesman told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation. The ensuing clashes, he said, continued for several hours and both sides suffered casualties. A local Afghan official told VOA, on a condition of anonymity, the Taliban attacked and killed 17 soldiers and wounded 6 others. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that while a prisoner swap is supposed to take place Sunday, the list of individuals to be handed over between central Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists has not been finalized. The notion of an all-for-all prisoner exchange gained momentum during peace talks in Paris on December 9th amongst the so-called Normandy